9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring today. Robert Half is here to help. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
Here's your money briefing for Tuesday, September 5th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. If you're like a lot of people, you pay your monthly cell phone bill automatically through your credit card. Easy enough, and the rewards you get aren't bad either. But now, phone carriers are asking customers to make a switch and pay their bill directly from their bank account.
So basically, they're giving you a $5 or $10 discount per line per month. Or if you were already getting that discount for setting up auto pay, they're saying, hey, we're going to take that discount away if you don't switch to your bank account.
So what questions should you ask before making the switch? We'll find out from our personal tech editor, Shara Tibkin, after the break.
Technology can make the world better. At UST, we're building a future where people everywhere are empowered to live better lives.
It's transformation you can feel.
And you don't have to do it alone.
We believe in the power of technology to transform businesses and build a better world.
Mobile phone carriers are trying to get people to switch from paying their monthly bill through a credit card to directly from their bank account. But is that a good idea for you? I'm joined now by WSJ personal technology editor Shara Tibkin. So Shara, why are the carriers asking customers to switch over to paying their bill through a bank account or a debit card?
It's really about the credit card fees. They've been increasing over the past couple of years, and we reported that they are going to be increasing a couple more times in the next 9 months. So these carriers do not want to pay those fees, so they're basically incentivizing us to start paying with our bank accounts. There are also a couple other benefits for them. If you have auto pay set up and you pay with your bank account, you're less likely to cancel. It's not actually difficult to change your payment method, or it's not difficult to cancel, but it's kind of that mental hurdle to get past. Also, with the discounts that they're giving us, that also makes you feel more loyal. Like, people don't switch carriers very often, but we all still like being rewarded for that loyalty.
How are the carriers encouraging customers to move their payments over?
So basically, they're giving you a $5 or $10 discount per line per month. Or if you were already getting that discount for setting up auto pay, they're saying, hey, we're going to take that discount away if you don't switch to your bank account. They're really trying to push people to get away from using their credit cards.
So it could be more expensive for people if they don't make the change.
Definitely. People could see their bill go up $5 or $10 if they only have one line. My editor, his bill wasn't going to go up, but Verizon offered him a $40 discount per month because he has four lines. You know, $5 may not seem like much, but $40, that's pretty significant. Some of these offers are very tempting.
Now, you mentioned that the carriers could wind up saving money on credit card fees by having their customers move the payments over. Could consumers then see any of those savings passed on to them?
We're basically seeing those savings through the discounts. In a lot of cases, these discounts are actually more than what maybe the credit card fees would amount to. They're incentivizing us through these discounts because otherwise, there's not really a lot of incentive to pay with your bank account. There's a lot of perks that you get through paying with credit cards a lot of times. In order for them to get those savings and have this as a long-term sort of savings for them, they're giving us the discounts. And the discounts aren't like you get a discount for a month. They're indefinitely, unless they change the terms in 6 months. Like, who knows? But generally, they're long-lasting discounts.
You know, in a lot of cases, the carriers have had info on the credit card that people have been using for payment. But now the carriers will have info on the bank account, which potentially touches a lot of areas of people's personal finances. Have privacy or security concerns been raised about that?
That was something I asked a lot of experts about. What they told me is paying by ACH, which is your one financial institution talking to the other. They said it's really safe. I think a lot of us have paid that way to pay our energy bills or other sort of utility bills that we have. In a lot of cases, these companies are working with these third party, such as Plaid or Trustly. And those companies, their entire business is linking your bank account with the carrier. So what they do is they auto-populate it. Your carrier doesn't see your bank login. that still is kept private. So what these third parties do is really kind of just make that link. There's also an option with these companies where you can enter your bank account and the routing number. They don't see every payment that you've made or, you know, have other sensitive information about you, but you really need to be sure that you trust your carrier.
All right, so let's say somebody gets one of these pitches from their carrier to move their payments over. What questions should they be asking before clicking yes?
They should think a little bit about how much they trust their carrier. Accenture had done a study and it found that people really trust their mobile carriers. But, you know, some of them have been hacked and they are targets of hackers. Think about that. The other really big thing is to think about the sort of benefits that you're getting from your credit card. So some credit cards have smartphone protection. So instead of having to get like AppleCare on your new iPhone, your credit card would reimburse you $800 if you break it or someone steals it. But you would only get that benefit if you're paying your bill each month with that credit card. There's other things like cash back or miles or other perks that you could be getting from your credit card that are actually worth more to you than having $5 or $10 off your bill each month.
Yeah, if your phone bill is a couple hundred dollars a month, over the course of a year, you're racking up charges, but you're also racking up lots of points and rewards. And like you said, that's merchandise or that's a trip.
It's really just you have to look at your own finances and what your credit card is giving you and do the math and figure out, is this worth it or should I keep paying with my credit card?
That's Wall Street Journal personal technology editor Shara Tipkin. And that's it for your Money Briefing. Today's show was produced by Ariana Osperu with deputy editor Chris Zinsley. I'm J.R. Whalen for the Wall Street Journal. We'll be back tomorrow morning. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Vanta. Vanta's trust management platform helps you quickly assess risk, streamline security reviews, and automate compliance for SOC 2, ISO 27001, and more. Learn how by watching Vanta's on-demand demo at vanta.com/WSJ.